Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How are we doing today? I mentioned that winter was rearing its ugly head here in western Arizona. The wind is howling outside the window. Temperature's about 40 degrees. Talking about snow for the high country. A little bit of rain here, possibly in Kingman. To be expected, we've had an unseasonably warm fall. Oh, hey, this morning we're going to do something a little fun here. We're going to take a trip down Route 66 with Jack Rittenhouse. Now, Route 66 enthusiasts are probably pretty familiar with Jack. He penned a little pocketbook, a guidebook to Highway 66 back in 1946. The cover says a mile-by-mile complete handbook on how to get the most fun from your trip. Full data on towns, historic spots, highway facts, roads, hills, garages. He thought the book would sell well, and it should have. It didn't. Such is life. But he wrote this in 1946, and then in 1988, a reprint was done through Rio Grande Press. These are still available. They're reprinted. You can find them on Amazon, some gift shops. I really recommend it. A guidebook to Highway 66. This is an exact word for word. Even his misspellings are exact. It really gives an interesting snapshot into Route 66 travel in the years immediately following World War II. It's a lot of fun, too. It gives you some insight to different towns, places, festivals, things of that nature. And some people, like a fellow I know there in Michigan, Scott Sheehan, he likes to travel with a book and try to locate some of these sites that are long vanished. One of the things that's always intrigued me about Jack Rittenhouse, and of course he's long since passed, so I can't ask him, but he made the trip in a 1939 American Bantam coupe. Of all the vehicles manufactured in the late 30s and the 40s for this trip, I can't think of a more impractical vehicle than the American Bantam coupe. He even says in his book here, in his the 1988 edition, he has a little notes about his travels. He says it was one of the few midget autos made in America. 1,200-pound curb weight, 75-inch wheelbase, no trunk, no trip odometer, no radio, a 22-horsepower engine. The thing got excellent gas mileage, but I can only imagine how anemic this thing must have been on hills in the west, especially Flagstaff area, going up the Gold Road Hill. quite amazing. He avoids detailed directions in a lot of the big cities. Otherwise, he tells you to set your odometer or check your odometer in like 200 miles, drive 14 miles. At 12 miles, he gives pretty detailed directions to different locations. A lot of good, interesting insight into places, a couple little advertisements. And there were several guidebooks. Of course, one of the most famous in recent years to come out has been the Negro Motorist Green Book for African-American travels. Because we have to remember, in these years, Route 66 travel was segregated. Sad fact of life. But it's a really interesting book. For example, here it talks about Cuba, Missouri, one of my favorite towns today. He says, population 1,033, altitude 1,000 degrees. Then he lists some garages, Souders and Square Deal Garage, hotels, New Central and Cuba, Then he lists Cabin Courts, Wagon Wheel, Barnsdale, the Red Horse Tavern. Although still important as an agricultural center, Cuba is now an important highway town. Of these, the Red House Tavern, some, I understand, is still there, but it's all private residence. It's not a motel. The Wagon Wheel, however, remains operational. It's been renovated. Connie Eccles has done a wonderful job. And this has the distinction of being the oldest continuously operated motel on Route 66. And for obvious reasons, when it was refurbished, few modern amenities were added. People aren't too happy about giving those up. And he goes on and he talks about there's some other great stuff here. Albuquerque, population 35,000. He lists radio stations, garages, hotels. One that I found interesting because it hits really close to home is the entries here for the Kingman area. I'm surprised how lengthy the entry is for Kingman because we are small desert backroads, you know, type place. Kingman, population 2,200, altitude 3,337. List all the hotels, the Beale, the Brunswick. Those buildings have survived. They're not hotels. They're kind of abandoned. The Brunswick is under renovation. The commercial hotel, I mentioned that the other day. That was originally the old courthouse in Kingman and got moved down to Front Street, Route 66. Then he lists an array of tourist courts. So surprisingly, a large number of these have survived. Most are now long-term rental or private places. An example would be the White Rock Court, built in 1936. Still here. It's now a private residence. It's a rare pre-war auto court. The El Trovador Motel is right next door, and it has survived. It opened in 1939 as a full resort. Or the Arcadia Court, excuse me. And then the El Trovador at the top of the hill is undergoing renovation. And he mentions a state inspection station at the eastern edge of Kingman. I have yet to find the exact location. Officials inspect luggage and cars, trying to protect the citrus orchards, California. It talks about during the war when the air base, this would have been the Kingman Army Airfield, was active. Tourist courts were occupied to overflowing. The air base is now the Kingman Army Airfield, and there's a lot of remnants from World War II at the airfield. The original control tower, there's some monuments of collisions, and on the north side of the highway, you can find bunkers from the gunnery range. This is kind of interesting. I do not know why this was discontinued, because it was an old event that had been held for decades. But each September, it says, the citizens of Kingman celebrate their famous Dig and Doggy Days. It's a rodeo which combines cowboy contest with miners' events. Since Kingman lies on the margin between cattle country to the east and mining country to the west, it draws a wide audience. Only working cowboys can enter the riding contest, and miners can compete to see who can drill a hole the fastest. Those contests, those old mining contests, those were throwbacks to the frontier era. And, of course, Kingman's most famous claim to fame, especially at that time, was that Clark Gable and Carol Lombard had married here in March of 1939. The church where they married is on 5th and Spring Street. It's now a county building, but it's still there across from the Benelli House. And it mentions Davis Dam. And then westbound tourists leave US 66 at Kingman, some, and take US 466. A lot of this would be Highway 93 now, which runs northwest from Kingman to Boulder Dam to Las Vegas, and then south around what is now I-15 to join US 66 at Barstow, east of Los Angeles. West of Kingman is on the pre-52 alignment of Route 66 is steepest grades and the sharpest curves found anywhere on Route 66. And it's kind of a harrowing experience. One of the things that astounds me is that in 1939, they clocked about 1 million vehicles on that road that year. He says we're at the junction of US 466 and US 66. We start again with zero. Mark your speedometer reading in the margins of this page so you can follow. And he talks about climbing slightly, passing through Sitgreaves Pass. That is incorrect. The pass he goes through is Kingman Pass, where the west of Kingman. Talks about going across the Sacramento Valley, but here's where I find it real interest. Fig Springs Camp was abandoned, as this press guide goes to book. That was operated by the Benelli family, who had this Fig Springs Ranch at the base of the Black Mountains. He notes that it was abandoned here, as this guidebook goes to press. A couple of little tidbits to fill the head with useless knowledge. Fig Springs was known for its world's largest fig trees. In the Benelli family, if you get a chance while you're in Kingman, take a tour of the historic 1915 Benelli house. Quite fascinating. Anyway, he says the Gold Hill grade, steepest grade you'll encounter on US 66, 1,400-foot rise in 9 miles. And he also mentions that there's a towing service in the town of Gold Road. That happens to be, was in our Dutton. And the Dutton family had the garage for several years, but they went on and opened what is now Dutton Motors Dream Machines. And Roy Dutton, NR's nephew, and Scott Dutton were behind the transformation of the Chemo Cafe in Kingman into Mr. D's Route 66 Diner. Well, these are just a few teasers. This is a guidebook to Highway 66 by Jack Rittenhouse. If you're a fan of Route 66 road trips, road trip history, I highly recommend this book. A guidebook to Highway 66. You surely won't regret it. Great read. And, of course, speaking of road trips, if you want a memorable and fun-filled and trouble-free road trip holiday in the United States or Canada, well, you need to give my friends at Route Trip USA a holler. They eat, drink, and sleep road trips. That's their specialty. And kind of as a bonus, if you book a trip through Kingman, they've got little add-ons, and one of them is an evening with me, a guided walking tour downtown Kingman, and possibly get together for a dinner and chew the fat a bit. So Route Trip USA, I'll have their website up for you just shortly. Folks, once again, I want to thank everybody for joining us, and, I'll see you tomorrow morning. Vaya Dios, mi amigos. Now a little bit of music from Joe, Woody, and the Boys of the Road Crew.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Take care, my friends, until we meet again. Keep the wheels down.